A very good morning. It's John Beattie here. This morning, prepare to hold your nose as we check out the big stink down under as we get to the bottom of a flatulence tax. I kid you not. I'll be finding out why we British lead Europe when it comes to the rude hand gesture. Definitely not the sort of thing I'd ever stoop to. And something else I'd never stoop to is sending anyone a toilet bag as a present. But just who was lucky enough to get such an item from Tony Blair recently? And how's your luck on these things? Yep, I'll be hearing why our chances in the fruit machines might not be as great as we think. Anyone got any change? Now then, Phil.
Hello.
Susan, ever put cash into a fruit machine?
No, never.
I won sixpence once in 1964. I still talk about it now.
I used to like getting the 2B cherries and you get tuppence. That shows how long
ago. you could get something for two cherries. That was
remember,
it. Yeah.
And sometimes you got sweeties as well.
Sweeties?
You did, in Girvan.
Oh, you precious. You precious. Well, listen, later on the show, we're going to be hearing from someone who claims that the humble puggy, shock horror, isn't as easy to win on as we might like to think.
Good Lord, we like
to test such claims for ourselves on the show, which is why our very own Puggy King, Fred Macaulay Show reporter Dave Flynn, is happily squandering his cash on a fruit machine right now.
Hello.
Was that you? Are you
that was me,
this
yeah.
So
yeah, it's another farming protest. Hang on.
Yeah.
It's a New Zealand
actually, you know that machine that you're talking about with sweeties coming out of it,
yeah.
Susan?
Yeah.
That's actually a sweetie vending machine. It's not quite the same thing. You always win with that one. Yeah.
And then sometimes those rubber things came out. They were really good fun as well.
And they were really chewy.
Yeah, and the flavour was horrible. I'll get the bus now.
The Sullivan pack is a four now. That's optimistic. Dave, how's your luck been?
Not so bad this morning. I'm in Horn's Amusements in the first floor of the Savoy.
Ah, and he's working. How lucky is that?
Sneaked in on the way to work. And I'm not bad. Got a hold.
Oh, what's going on?
There you go. That'll do.
He'd
for much
about
better.
A pound there.
Yeah, well, it was £2. Come on, it sounded impressive.
Let's be honest, you're a bit of an addict, aren't you, for these things? Well, genuinely, you are.
I haven't reached the stage where I'm standing about outside the gents' toilet saying, 10 pence, mate, 10 pence, 10, come on, mate. No, it's just for the puggy.
He's gone.
The excitement of it all.
There they are, modern technology, it's gone.
See, they try and keep the addiction going, but eventually it starts to affect
it. It gets you, doesn't it? That kind of thing. The perils of gambling.
You see, what's happened?
Chopped off the air.
I think what's happened is he's just won the jackpot.
That's
he realises he doesn't want to shave his £2.50.
Well, it's probably an expense, so that would have to go back into, I don't know, some BBC projects.
I detect a fiddle going on here.
You'll never see him again.
No. You like him.